word that we can describe for Adrian Peterson in a nutshell?
Dynamic, electrifying. There's a few words, but he's a very good player. Can do a lot of things in terms of speed, power, balance. So he's one of the elite guys in our league. So definitely looking forward to the challenge of playing against him.
It's almost amazing that much of the offense can just be on him. I mean, almost.
It really is. He carries a heavy load of that offense, and they expect a lot of him. And, he's definitely answered the bell this year. And, they have to be excited about it. And, it speaks well about, how well he prepares in the offseason and during the season.
That being said, Christian Ponder has struggled. What do you see from Ponder back there?
He can make throws. He has a big-time arm. He's very athletic. He has a reliable tight end in Rudolph, so those guys have great chemistry together. The guy 17 is a burner. I forgot his name, but he can definitely play. So he has some weapons, and when he needs to make a throw, he makes those throws. So they definitely feature AP and then give him the ball and let him do his thing when he needs to.
What do you see from Rudolph? I mean, he's got 8 touchdowns, so he must have some kind of knack for getting in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. He and Ponder have a really good chemistry. And he's athletic. He can get in and out of breaks. He can make he makes some guys miss. He's a little strong. He's run that 7 route nice. He's run that deep over route pretty nice. So, some things that he does, and they have for him that has been effective all year. So we're definitely going to have our hands full at the tight end position.
Do you see this defense continuing to improve? It looks like you guys are continuing to gel.
Absolutely. That's something that we want to do, improve each and every week, handle the task in front of us that week. So, we're definitely looking forward to moving in that direction. Improving, whether it's in pass defense, rush defense, getting after the passer, whatever it is, we want to improve. And I think that's what we're doing this week.
So, Peterson has a chance for the overall Eric Dickerson rushing record since – did it as a Ram. Is that extra incentive to try to keep him from going wild against you?
I don't think that's any incentive. You don't want Adrian Peterson to go wild just because you don't want him to go wild. Mm-hmm. You want to win a game around here. And, if he goes wild, that makes it a little difficult to win a game. So, we have our hands full in terms of trying to contain him.
Is it more important to try to shut him down completely or just limit the big runs?
Limit the big runs. I don't know if you can shut him down. I don't know if I've seen that in the 6 years he's played. I don't know if I've seen that at all. So you just want to contain him and, make Ponder beat you with his arm. And, when he gets a chance and get the running, you just want to gang tackle AP.
At this point, are you tired of hearing about AP? You just kind of ready to get out there and play?
Absolutely not. I respect him. I understand. He's done a lot this year, and he's chasing after a remarkable record. So I'm looking forward to it.
Last home game, are you looking forward to a full crowd or hopefully close to a full
crowd? I'm pretty sure of it. We've been playing well lately, and the crowd's been out there the last few weeks. They've been going, so I'm looking forward to, our Ram fans being out there yelling. We're going to need them, so I hope they come out.